This show's Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly. It's your connection to local music and more. On the program today, the Arcadia Chamber Players give their spring concert this Friday and Saturday evening in Urbana at the home of one of their members. This has become traditional for the last number of seasons in the spring. And four of their members are with us. Actually, three members and one guest are with us. So they're actually a trio that augments itself for every concert, pretty much every concert, and they always have a nice variety of music in the program. We'll hear some of the music played live in the studio, some a recording from a previous concert, and we'll sample some other movements from this weekend's concert. It's the Arcadia Chamber Players on Live and Local today on FM 90.9. Music by Jean Francais, the opening movement of his octet for clarinet, horn, bassoon, two violins, viola, cello, and double bass. The Gaudier Ensemble performing here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And I picked that music for a couple of reasons. One is that it's a composer who is probably unfamiliar to many listeners, but is somebody that I've learned to like a lot and have programmed with some frequency, both on the radio here and with a group that I lead. And also because the group that we're about to hear from and hear about has made a specialty of dredging up pieces by composers you may or may not have heard of, and some that you almost are guaranteed not to have heard of. But they find these wonderful pieces for their rather curious combination of instruments. They are the Arcadia Chamber Players, and their core group are three women: Deborah Suter, who is the pianist; Mary Leathers Chapman is the flutist; and Marina Antoline, the clarinetist. And then with each of their concerts, they usually have one or two or more guest performers, virtually, or are they always women?
They have been always women, but that's not necessarily that it has to be that way.
But it just happened to be people you know and want to play with.
Right.
And the guest you've brought along for today's show and will be on the concert, along with at least one other guest on the
program.
Two other guests, is Amy Flores, who is a cellist and teaches at Millikan University. And are you filling in for somebody at ISU or something this year?
I have previously, but not right now.
Not right now, yeah. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. And I know, too, you're going to play in a little while samples of something that's on your concerts this week. You're performing twice, Friday and Saturday, both of them, as you put it in your publicity material, at the beautiful studio of Deborah Suter. She is a piano teacher in Urbana and in Yankee Ridge, as a matter of fact. Is it called Yankee Ridge? Yeah. I've been there. It's a lovely space indeed. Concerts are 7 o'clock both evenings, Friday and Saturday, and it's an intimate space, so you'll want to get your reservations in so you can have a seat. And are you having refreshments as you usually do?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's one of the nice things about it. And who cooks those up?
We all do.
You all do. Okay. The program this week, does it have a... No, it just is called a spring concert. No particular theme to it. You don't usually do themes to your concerts, do you?
I think one year we did, but as a rule, we don't.
It's difficult to put together, you know, chamber music works that we all love to play that also follow a theme. So we've elected not to do a theme and just play works that that we love and that... we think that are pleasing to our crowd.
What are some of the criteria for, I mean, other than you like them and you think they'll be nice? And, of course, that they have to have something to do with your instruments.
Yeah. We have to pick the proper instrumentation, of course, and then we look around the community and find these fabulous musicians that we play with in various groups, and we say, you know, who would be, you know, pick a piece for viola, clarinet, and piano. So that's what we did this time, and Jan Kim Schleicher is playing viola with us for the Mozart Kegelstadt Trio.
So you asked her, you know, what would you like to play, or what have you played, or what do you have the music for?
We said, we'd like to play with you, so let's find a piece that fits.
So this was her suggestion?
I think it was my suggestion, probably, and she, of course, said yes.
Of course. Because who would say no to Marina?
Well, and who would say no to Jan? So, and then, you know, one of the other criteria, and we think about this a lot, is Deb gets a very much of a workout. She is our pianist, and anything that we want to play usually has very challenging accompaniments. And so we try to find a piece that doesn't include her sometimes to give her a little bit of a break. And so Mary and I are doing a duet. And we try to find duets that are standard in the literature, and we've done a pretty good job of that. And so we found this piece. It's pretty obscure, but we think it's going to be a little lighter, and it's Latin in flavor. And so it's by Gordon Lewin, who is one of those composers that you said that probably people have not heard
exactly.
of.
Exactly. I had not.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Oh, he's he was born in 1921, and he unfortunately died in 2008, just a couple of years ago. But he studied clarinet and composition at the Royal Manchester College of Music.
So he was a Brit.
He was, and he's just done a lot of compositions and arranging, and a fabulous musician, played in the BBC TV orchestra, and also on many recordings, soundtracks of over 100 films. So a very prolific musician himself.
Did he write, I mean, has he written other stuff that you've played or that you know about, or has this piece become sort of a standard duo for this combination? Or?
Not really. Facebook is a wonderful thing, and I put an all call out to my friends, my clarinet contacts all over the United States and abroad, and said, does anybody know of any lighter clarinet flute duets? And I got some information about a couple of pieces that he's written. One is called Three Caribbean Sketches, and that unfortunately is out of print, so I couldn't get that one. But then he also wrote this one called Three Latin American Impressions.
And are we doing all or part of them today?
Today we are only doing one short movement.
Oh, that's all we're going to hear live. It's such a tease.
That's right.
That's
the
idea.
Point.
Get people to come to the show. Well,
I think, Kevin, too, in regard to how we pick the program, we really try to have a variety of things. So this time we have Mozart, the classic, and then we have Schumann, a wonderful big romantic piano quartet, and then Martinu, which is more contemporary, and then this piece, this flute and clarinet duet that they were just talking about. So part of it is we try to balance the program for things that people will be familiar with and things that will be something new and interesting.
I'd put Martinu with Francais. In fact, I was thinking of him when I picked the Francais because he's somebody that a lot of people will have heard of but maybe not actually heard any music, but then many people won't really know him because hasn't made it up into probably even the second tier of well-known composers. But if you start to get to know either of these composers' music, I think you'll be quite delighted. I certainly have been with. In fact, didn't we just play a Martinu piece on
Prairie Ensemble?
The
Revue de Cuisine.
Oh, that's right. I can't remember what we just did on this concert about a month ago. Well, you know, before we do the live thing, since you just have a tiny little piece, why don't we hear something from a previous concert? Because I know you brought some recordings from previous concerts of the Arcadia Chamber Players.
These are live recordings, and we thought that we would play for you a piano trio, piano, violin, and cello from the last program. This is a Schumann Adagio. It's a single movement. Schubert Adagio, a single movement.
And Amy Flores, who was with us, you were playing this concert?
Yes, with Rachel Jacqueline, violin.
And she is also on this concert.
She will also be with us, yes.
Yeah, wasn't able to be with us on the show today. And the reason Amy isn't playing live right now any of the pieces is because we don't have a piano in here. And that piece that you're doing on this week's concert is with piano. By the way, if anybody wants to donate said piano, we're actually in the conversations with ourselves to talk about trying to figure out to get some sort of keyboard instrument in here so that we can have people play. This is, you guys have an all call for repertoire. We may have an all call for money enable us to do this on the show. In any event, so music by Schubert and Adagio for violin, cello, and piano with members of the Arcadia Chamber Players and guests here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by Franz. Oh, interrupted the applause there. Terribly sorry. Music by Franz Schubert here on Live and Local. The Arcadia Chamber Players performing, the pianist Deborah Suter, who is one of the core trio of the players, and two guests, Rachel Jacklin, the violinist, and with us on today's show is Amy Flores, the cellist, from last season, a couple seasons ago?
That was just from last fall.
Last fall at the First Mennonite Church in Urbana. I always have to think which side of the dividing line are things on. And the Arcadia Chamber Players giving their spring concerts this weekend, Friday and Saturday, in Urbana at Deborah Suter's home. And if you'd like to get tickets for that, how do they go about it?
Call for reservations. The number is 384-0568. And that's my home phone, and just leave a message on the answering machine and I'll call back.
And if you stick around, we're going to tell you how you can get a pair of tickets. You may be able to get a pair of tickets if you are quick on the draw to one of those two performances. Amy, as long as you're here without cello, because as we said before, the piece you're playing this weekend with our players is with piano, and we don't have one of those in here. You've played a few times with Arcadia, right?
At least. Yes, we did the Papa Requiem a few years ago with Sylvia Liu, Barbara Headland, and Deb and myself.
That's right, David Popper, Czech composer and cellist. So that's three cellos plus piano. That's a wonderful piece, too.
Beautiful.
What do you find particularly nice about playing with this group of women?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, anytime we play chamber music, you learn from the people that you play with, and it's a rewarding experience. Plus, they're fun. If it's not fun, it's not worth doing it. So we have a great time in rehearsal, and they pick very interesting music to play.
Have you picked any of the pieces that you've ended up playing, or have they just said, here, play this?
I think we've all had, it's been pretty democratic, where I've been invited, and of course it's been my choice to play or not to play, but obviously I've chosen to play.
You do a balance of chamber music and orchestral playing right now.
Yes, more chamber music, I would say, now than orchestral. I'm playing Sinfonia da Camera.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main orchestra that I play with now. And occasionally I still play principal with Millikan Decatur Symphony. But the Arcadia Chamber Players is a great group to play with. And the Kirkland Piano Trio I played with before.
You're not playing with them currently?
We haven't really done anything for a year or two now.
Oh, really? Because you guys were on the show, within the last year, must have been, because we've only been doing this for about a year.
And most recently I played with the Community Center for the Arts. We did a fundraising concert.
Oh, that's
and,
right.
We did a really interesting combination of string quartet with drum set, some jazz trios with Dorothy Martirano, Jan Matthews, Robin Kirtan, and myself. And my husband played drum set.
Husband is Ricardo Flores, who's on the percussion faculty at the University of Illinois. And you have played, but not currently playing with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra?
I resigned from that a few years ago. I have two small children at home, and it's a long drive there and back. So.
Yeah, I hadn't realized that it was that long. So how do you manage to juggle? I mean, you could ask this of any person who has small children at home, but how do you manage to juggle the practicing and the teaching and
probably just like anybody
around?
Else does.
Yeah.
Right? I guess you just have to find the time or make the time.
I don't know how anybody does it because I don't do it, so I can't even balance my own time, and it's just me.
And I have a very wonderful spouse who helps out a lot.
As well he should. The rest of you three here are with us, when you're looking for somebody who to join a particular concert, what do you look for in their playing? Is there any sort of, besides personal compatibility, is there any sort of sound that you want?
I'm not sure it can be described. I think we've played with different people through the Tuesday Morning Club and various things around town, and so there may be somebody that we think, oh, that would just be really nice to find something to include them in our program. But I'm not sure that it's a list that we look at by any means.
It's just, you know, you like their playing and you think they might fit. That's the Tuesday Morning Music Club in Champaign?
Champaign-Urbana.
Does it float around?
Yes, that group meets in the members' homes.
One of these days, we're going to have some official representation from that. I've actually tried to talk about getting some people who play on that event, monthly event.
All of us have.
You all have
played.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're all members.
I'm an associate member. I'm working right now in the Champaign Unit 4 schools, so I had to become an associate member. But when I was home with my son for 4 years, I was a regular member of that group, and so that's actually where I met Deb originally, at the Tuesday Morning Music.
And that's all women?
It is all women, and that is a rule, a bylaw of that group. It has to be all women. However, there have been men as guests that have come and performed. So
this is just a camaraderie kind of thing.
Yeah, women who have, had a history of music in their life. A lot of them have been former music teachers and performers, and there's no age limit, so we have women of all ages and are still performing and take it very seriously. It's not a social group by any means. And we get to play in lovely venues with mainly the people who have the grand pianos in their homes. Every 2 weeks on a Tuesday.
Oh, really? I thought it was just a monthly thing, every 2 weeks. So you just get together and take turns. Somebody decides or tries to develop programs.
We sign up for programs in the spring of the preceding year, and we have a program chairman who organizes the dates and then gets hostesses, and then the members sign up to perform. So it's all done well in advance.
So typically, are those pieces you'll play just for those occasions, or will you find other places to play them? Or is that sometimes a warm-up for a performance elsewhere, or that's the goal?
Both. Sometimes it's a one-time thing, and many times we play it once, and we look for another place to play it.
The more
just
you
to
play,
get more
the better.
Mileage out of it.
Yeah, sure, as long as you're preparing it. Speaking of which, how long do you spend preparing a typical Arcadia concert? Is there even a regular answer to that?
Our typical rehearsal time is usually on a Saturday morning. And they do that to accommodate me because I'm teaching during the week. But we spend quite a lot of time together. I love getting up on a Saturday morning and playing chamber music. There's nothing that I would rather do, actually. And we go, a variety of times, 9 to 11. And then when we have our guests, of course, we try to accommodate their schedules. And sometimes we've done evening rehearsals, especially this time, because we have several guests this time.
Maybe how many rehearsals for this concert, for example?
Probably about 5 or 6 for each piece, but we don't necessarily practice all the pieces the same evening, so the different combinations set their own schedule.
And we don't necessarily rehearse weekly. Again, it depends on our schedules, but we probably started a couple of months ago, 3 months ago at least, reading through the pieces and seeing, what we're up against, how much rehearsal time we were going to need. And there
it's
weeks,
not
there's
easy.
Been several weeks when we go 2 or 3 weeks without any rehearsal just because of our schedules and maybe...
Between performing things and teaching career-type things and families, it's the real challenge is finding those rehearsals times. So.
Well, I know you did bring this this fragment of a piece from your concert this weekend. We're talking to members of the Arcadia Chamber Players giving their concerts this Friday and Saturday in Urbana. And with their instruments, Marina Antoline has her clarinet, and Mary Leathers Chapman has the flute. And again, what is the name of this guy?
His name is Gordon Lewin, and this piece is called 3 Latin American Impressions. It's in 3 movements, of course. The first movement is, all 3 movements are dances, popular Latin dances. Vals Crio is the first dance, which is what we'll be playing. The second one is a samba, and the third one is called, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Amy, maybe you can help me, Jarabe? Harabe? Okay. The name of the movements are La Chica, that's the first one, the valse creole that we'll be playing today. El Burro Pequeño.
Pequeño.
The little burro.
And Bailecito Mexicano. And I'm sorry, I apologize for that. I'm not sure that that was pronounced properly, but three Latin American impressions.
And that's that. Music, but what was it? Lewin? What's the first name? I keep
Gordon.
Gordon Lewin. I can't remember that. And three Latin American impressions: Marina Antoline clarinet and Mary Chapman flute. Thank you for playing that for us. That's you'll hear the complete set of impressions on Friday and Saturday's concert of the Arcadia Chamber Players, along with music by Mozart, Schumann, and Martinu. With these four members who are with us, also Deborah Suter, and pianist, and Amy Flores, cellist, and then violinist Rachel Jacqueline, and who am I missing?
Violist
Gian Kim Schleicher, right. And 7 o'clock, the concerts each evening. And we did say that if you stuck around, you can find out how you could get a pair of tickets to one of those performances. So, Deborah, why don't you let our listeners know how that they could do that.
You can call the reservation number 384-0568. The first person that asks for a pair of tickets for Friday night's concert on my answering machine will get the tickets for that night, and the same for Saturday night.
And that number once more?
384-0568.
And that is, of course, 217 area for those who I'm sure are coming from the 309 area code, traveling a distance to see the concerts. But by the way, it's very much worth it. You brought along, before we hear something from a previous concert, I do need to mention that our show on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from Alto Vineyards, offering a retail wine shop and tasting room featuring Illinois wines from their own vineyard. 1 mile north of Illinois 150 Bloomington Road on North Duncan Road. More information is available at 356-4784. We also have support from World Harvest International and Gourmet Foods on the corner of 6th and University in Champaign, providing Champaign-Urbana with an international selection of chocolates, cheeses, oils, balsamic vinegar, jams, spices, barbecue sauces, and more. World Harvest invites you to join them in supporting public radio. I know we have to say goodbye to Marina. She has to go teach school.
Could I say something before I leave?
Yes, if you must.
First of all, I'd like to thank you for your
me?
Support.
Yes. Oh, wow, my pleasure.
You have had us on your show numerous times and also been a friendly face out there in the audience for us, and I really appreciate it. You know, I hope we give back to your Prairie Ensemble, those of us who play.
Well, I mean, I was going to just add, it's a pleasure to work with all of you in the ensemble. Amy, sometimes.
When I can.
And the other three of you quite regularly.
And then, can I say something about my student performances next week?
Absolutely.
For Unit 4. I have two performances going on. Actually, they're all district performances. Monday night at 6:30 at Jefferson Middle School, the Strings, 4th and 5th grade beginning Strings All-District Festival is occurring. And then on Thursday evening at Centennial High School at 6 p.m., the All-District 5th grade beginning band concert will be occurring.
And you're leading both of those?
They have students of mine. I teach at 3 elementaries out of the 11 that we have. So, and it's all 11 elementary schools that are providing this music. It's
wow.
really a fantastic event of many hundreds of children.
You get around. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, and enjoy your teaching.
Thank you.
It should be sunny by now. I can't see out the window, but according to the forecast, it's supposed to be sunny by now. What did you bring from another recent concert, Deborah?
We brought something from the fall concert. Again, this is Barn Dances by Libby Larson. And this is Marina and Mary and myself, and this is the first dance. And does anybody remember what the first dance is?
That's all right. It's a dance. It'll be dance-like.
That's right.
Arcadia Chamber Players music by Libby Larson here on Live and Local. Thank you. Music by Libby Larson, one of the barn dances on one of last year's concerts by the Arcadia Chamber Players. That was, of course, live, and you can hear them live this Friday and Saturday evening in Urbana with some guests, including Amy Flores, cellist. She's playing on two of the pieces on this concert. Tell us a little bit about those, Martinu and Schumann. One is probably quite well known to people who love chamber music, and the other not so much.
Which one would you like to talk about first?
In any order you want.
Which one's first on the program, the Martinu?
Yes.
That's earlier than the Schumann. It's a light piece. Martinu's an interesting composer, Czech fellow, and this piece was written when he was in the United States. He fled to the United States during World War II, so it's a post-World War II piece. You can hear his different composers' influences, like Debussy, Stravinsky. I think I hear a little bit of Shostakovich in one section of the last movement where I have a very quiet, muted cello solo. It's a beautiful piece in three movements.
A lot of his music has a really good sense of humor. Is this one of those?
Yes, yes. He plays around with rhythm, so he destroys bar lines pretty easily. And it's fun, you know.
Does that make it hard to rehearse?
I think that's why we rehearse, so that we can feel the music together in spite of these destroyed bar lines. The way he plays with rhythm is very interesting. And I had heard somewhere, I don't know if it's true, that Martinu was the son of a carillon player. His father played in a bell tower.
He was raised in a bell tower, yeah.
He was actually born there with the church bells ringing. And the family lived there, I think it was for 12 years. And so
his harmonies are interesting. I think you can hear those ringing bell sounds and how he must have heard these clusters of chords in his mind from a very early age.
Well, if you got bells clanging in or near your head all the time, it's probably got to do something to your music one way or another. Robert Schumann's piano quartet is quite another story.
Yes, it is. It's probably one of the gems. It's candy for me in the chamber music repertoire. Just delicious candy. And the third movement especially. Very emotional and loving music.
Is this, since you used the term loving, I don't remember the history of this thing, and I don't even remember where in his various compositions come in his personal life, but is this one that he wrote for his wife, either before or after she became his wife? Because she was a very good pianist.
She was already married to him when he wrote this, and he wrote this shortly after he wrote the piano quintet, I believe, which is also very, very famous.
Oh, yeah.
The Mark Morris Dance Company recently used that in their program.
Oh, the one they were just here,
mm-hmm.
here for?
Yeah.
Yeah, Schumann's both the piano quintet and quartet are just fabulous pieces. I think we're going to play a little bit of a recording of that when we finish up the show here.
It's basically a love story, I think, this quartet. Each movement starts in an interrupted fashion. It's as if he starts it in the middle of a thought. And the opening chord is E flat major, but he starts it with a G pedal instead of the E flat pedal that you expect. So you feel a little bit uneasy with what's going on. And the same thing, the third movement, instead of just starting at the beginning of a phrase, he starts kind of in the middle of a phrase and then evolves into the themes that he's developing.
He also does some very interesting rhythmic things where you're not quite sure where the bar is, where the strong beat is for a while. Both in the second and third movements, he plays around with it. It's fun.
But I bet it's not as difficult to put together as the Martinu, or not so.
I think it's maybe more difficult
really?
Than the Martinu, but in a totally different way. Balance is more crucial, I think, in the Schumann. It's a thicker texture, so there some of that. But the Martinu, I think, really, once we really get the feel of it, then it just happens. The Schumann, I think, is we do more with figuring out what's going on. I don't know.
The Schumann is more piano-led, I think. I tend to double your left hand quite a bit in the Schumann.
They say that the Schumann was shortly after he had done quite a bit of vocal and piano things, but before he'd done some of the bigger works. And so this was his time of experimenting with a bigger form and more instruments. So it's interesting. But a lot of it is sort of either the three strings back and forth with the piano, or everybody together with some doubling in the sound.
Speaking of piano, I know at your last concert, last spring, I was there and you did this wonderful piece for two pianos.
Right.
With yourself and Sarah Schwartz.
Yes.
We won't have time to hear all of it, but I wanted to at least give people a little of it because it was an absolute tour de force.
Yes, it was a totally unknown piece. We found it in the music library by Carmine Pagliuca. And it was a theme and variations on a theme of Scarlatti, actually a very familiar theme. And just very interesting. I think there were 9 variations, and you just never knew what was coming next.
Well, here's at least the beginning of it. This is Deb Suter and Sarah Schwartz from last spring's Arcadia Chamber Players concert.
Thank you.
Well, that was just a sample of last spring's performance of music by Carmine Pagliuca, Variations on, what was it called again?
A Theme by Scarlatti.
By Scarlatti, logically enough. And Deborah Suter, who just spoke, was one of the pianists along with Sarah Schwartz. And that goes on for quite a bit, and they get more and more virtuosic, I think, as the variations go along. Well, thanks very much, all three of you, and Marina, who was here earlier, for joining us. The Arcadia Chamber Players Concerts are Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock at Deborah Suter's home in Urbana. And for reservations, and they are required, the number to call is?
384-0568.
384-0568. Deborah Suter and Mary Chapman and Amy Flores and Marina Antoline, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And best of luck on the concert. Couple of concerts that you could go hear tonight, if you like. Indicator, the Opus 24 Spring Choral Concert is at 7:30 at First United Methodist Church. And Vox Shambana performing in Champaign at the Chapel of St. John the Divine, that is also at 7:30. And lots of other things going on as the week progresses. Coming up, a forecast in just a minute or so, and then Garrison Keillor's Writer's Almanac is at a minute past one, and we have more classical music for you starting at 1:06. I'm Kevin Kelly for Live and Local. We'll be back with another show tomorrow from 12 to 1. Support for our show today comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held every Saturday from 2 to 6. Information is available at 337-7704 or at thecorkscrew.com. Speaking of tastings, here is a small taste of Schumann's Piano Quartet from the final movement.